It on Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I am Vanessa Worm, and I am here talking about my debut album, Vanessa 77, which is out on Optimo Music.
Listening through, there's so many different genres, and it feels like it also blends together really well. Can you tell me a bit about how you put this together and why it is the way it is?
I'm not too sure how it actually came together quite seamlessly. It was kind of like the music decided that for itself before it had even been created, and all I had to do was open the channel within myself to allow that expression to come through, which in the end, it actually ended up being like, because the track order for me and it does go, like the genre does go all over the place. And for a long time I was wondering, like, how on earth am I going to even like put this together as an album? Is this even album material? Because often we're sort of, like when we listen to an album that's like all very similar sounding, whether it's often in the same genre. And I was pretty like, how the heck am I going to do this? But it happened to happen very seamlessly. And then I couldn't tell you how or why, really.
When this came out, I was pretty surprised because, you know, before this, I kind of knew you as like a DJ, producer, kind of musician. And with this, you kind of, this is what I can also do. And you've also mixed elements of post-punk and your electronic skills there, and just works so well. Let's get started talking about 144.
Okay.
Which is the opening track. So yeah, tell me a little bit about that one.
So 144, for me, the numbers 144 represent the beginning of like a whole new being or entity or existence or reality. That's the numbers. And then the song, the reason why I titled it 144 is because the song, when I made that, I had been pretty creatively stumped for a long time and I didn't know what I was going to do with the album. And I had these expectations in my head of what I needed to create or what it should sound like. And I kind of had a little bit of enough of that attitude. So with 144, I kind of just was like, F it, got the guitar and just played the guitar. Didn't really give a crap about the chords I was playing or how it was going to sound, or, you know, I just recorded it straight off the bat, no metronome, no nothing, and did the vocals. I can't remember if I did them, played the guitar and the vocals simultaneously or not. I might have, but it really opened the gateways to the rest of the album for me, because I had this idea that it needed to be, you know, all a particular sound or all a particular genre, and doing this just really put me into a state of vulnerability to create forward from. So it was the first song that was made, so it felt really appropriate to have that at the beginning.
I don't know where I'm going, but it's taking me somewhere. Do you know where to go? I know.
1, 2, 3, that is actually 1, 4, 4 reversed and layered over top of each other three times, and one of them's playing, I think it must be 12 semitones lower, which is an octave lower, and then one's playing an octave higher, I think, or I could be wrong there, but it's just reversed and layered three times over, which the numbers 1, 2, 3 really represented when life or, you know, the process of creating the album felt a bit stumped, that this was all a part of the process and they were all a part of the steps that I needed to take in order to get to the final product.
Thank you.
Bones and Blood, I created that in my bedroom. And at the time, I think I was pretty, I mean, you can tell it's quite an emotional song, but at the time, a lot of my fears about singing and expressing my voice were really coming to the surface. You know, I've really wanted to create music around singing, but obviously it's quite a vulnerable thing to do. And this song was me allowing myself to gently allow my voice to come through, even though, like, one of my housemates could have heard me walking down the hallway or something, which at the time really frightened me. So that song was really the action of overcoming that fear. I'm just going to do this briefly. So it went Bones and Blood, and then Heaven to Hell is about the process of moving from the fears into a heaven state of being.
She pushed me to the ground, and now I'm digging myself out.
And the Cold Hard Blues, that is about the transformation of all those hellish emotions. End up in heaven we are. I made that one actually after I finished the whole entire album. I made it with another song as well, which was called To Be Continued. And that was, they were meant to be on a 2-track EP or a 3-track EP. And I felt at the time that I didn't have a, like, you know, like a, I'm doing the quotation marks, like, single for the album. So I chucked that one in there, which I'm really glad I did actually in the end, because I think it's happened to be one of my favorite songs on the album. Song actually talks about how we are already within our heaven if we choose to see it that way, and if we choose to create it from within ourselves, because I believe that everything outside of us is a reflection of what's within us, so we have that choice and the ability to create heaven on earth. So I went, and here we are, and then it goes 0000, and that number is literally about the infinite potential that we can create from, for, and from ourselves. Satisfaction is being absolutely satisfied with what we have right in this present moment. Tiny Revolutions, I actually created that song because Keith, or JD Twitch from Optimo, sent me a song which was made in, I believe, the 80s by a group called Comrade Alo, I believe, and that was called Tiny Revolutions, and he sent it to me and asked if I wanted to do a cover of it, and I was like, okay, this would be awesome, and what you hear on the album is what came out of it, but it's like completely different to what the original was like. The lyrics are completely different, the chords, I think it's in the same key, but it's a whole different thing, but it gave me sort of a new form of inspiration. When I made the song, I just like quickly chucked in the drum, it's like a drum sample actually, put that on Ableton, and then in one take recorded the vocals, and I just like made up the lyrics on the spot because I had no idea what they were in the original, but Tiny Revolutions is what it was all based around, I guess, the words Tiny Revolutions, and that was super fun because I just went for it. Everybody's watching.
Bye.
Wave of Creation, that one I actually made. If you're someone who likes to create, you'll kind of know what it feels like, sort of get in the zone. And there's some songs for me where I just go, I don't know how to explain it, but this energy just overcomes me completely, which I guess that kind of happens with most songs I create, but this has a really particular vibe to it. And I made this when I was in bed, had the microphone, recorded the guitar, yeah, just literally recorded actually that guitar in one take. And this is what I mean about that energy coming over me, because I don't know how to actually play guitar properly at all, but it just like came through my being because I allowed myself to open up to the energy of it and then sang on top of it in one take. And I was looking in the mirror. There's words that I say at one point, and it's like, what does it say? In the mirror, I see my face, and she's screaming, look at that old age. And at that time, it looked as if my face had actually morphed into this, like, just this old lady. And reading back on the lyrics now, I recognize that feels as if it was kind of talking about the old age of the earth that we have been living amongst and how we're kind of moving into this new age. And I think the song really, really, really deeply speaks of that from a place called the Cave of Creation, like a cave that's inside the middle of the earth, like a crystal cave. You could call it the womb of Gaia, the womb of the earth, and it has all that ever once was, ever will be, and all that is energetically coming through and from that place. And I felt like that is the space that was being channeled when I created that song.
Here is the mother. An education of the creation. I enter into the cave of creation. Oh, my mother and oh, my father.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.